Hello, PJ here with episode 3 of my very cavolt podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I have my computer randomly pick songs from my solo albums, and I explain them a little bit and play the track for you. Our first song today is a pretty big deal. It's from Super Famicom's breakout album, A Modern Guide to Overdependent Living. Recorded and released in 2004 using my Tascam 4-track and the advanced technology of Cool Edit Pro and Tabit for Windows XP, this 7-track CDR did come with a coloring book. This is also the first release I did with a reasonably high-quality dynamic microphone. That's right. Somehow I had gotten my hands on a Shure PG48. The track we're listening to today is called Good Company, which is a cover of a song from the Disney animated feature, Oliver and Company. The electronic instruments on this track were put together by me on a Windows program called Tabit, which I still use today. Back in 2004, I used to plug my computer into a microcassette recorder and record these MIDI backing tracks onto a tape. And for live shows, I would play along to my microcassette recorder. For at least a year I did that, and gosh, I don't know why I stopped. It was really neat. It's kind of funny to listen back and think about the high-energy, pseudo-emo drum beats I used to write. But yeah, let's check it out. Good Company!
You and me together will be forever, you'll see. We'll always be good company, you and me. Yes, together we two, together that's you. Forever with me, we'll always be good company, you and me. Just wait and see. You and me together will be forever, you'll see. We'll always be good company, you and me.
Alright, moving on, we're going to hit a very special track titled Aurora Blue from a tape I made in 2013 called Purpose Defeated. The song is titled from a new dish soap we started getting at my old job at the Floridian restaurant in St. Augustine. Aurora Blue just had such a good ring to it, and I think you will find that this song does sound like Aurora Blue. The recording process for the Purpose Defeated album was pretty fun. I lived across the street from 165 MLK, where Justine and I shared a giant bedroom, and I had my first drum set of my very own at the age of 26. No, I was 27 when we recorded this. But anyway, I had made a notice to the world to not bother me and try to make plans with me for 3 days because I was going to be recording Purpose Defeated. Still, I ended up going to a music video shoot with my band Thunderhoof, whose music video never saw the light of day. Regardless, I had a good time doing not much other than recording songs for a few days. Lyrically, this song is a sort of tribute to my friends Kelly and Sassy, who moved to New York and eventually boomeranged back to St. Augustine as I was leaving for the glory of Indiana. Maybe I should have stayed. Maybe it doesn't matter. Let's rock this track, Aurora Blue, by Super Famicom.
Yeah.
now for something completely different. In 2006, I did my first ever Super Famicom tour, and the sound I had was a pretty good style that not many people ever had a chance to hear, because I was too occupied with making new things. Also, I was determined to stray from doing emo music. I wanted to play shows with people whose music I was more interested in at the time. The song you're about to hear is called "You Must Be Thinking Things That I Can't," and it's on the CD titled Emily Songs. Regardless of what I just divulged to you, I do believe strongly that long song titles will always be cool. When I was recording Emily Songs, not Emily Songs 2, I was living in Decatur, Illinois. I had quit Lori Ann, the metalcore band. Subway fired me for not being clear enough when requesting time off from my first tour, so I sold Plasma, read books, and worked on this album for a few months. Those were probably the best days ever. I'm very happy to be sharing that time and sharing the song with you, so here it is. You must be thinking things that I can't.
What do you see other than my bad eyes and teeth? Is there something underneath that draws you to me? What did you find other than bad things in my mind? I wish I could leave them behind and believe that you're mine.
For something completely different again. I never really wanted to do folk punk, and I never really tried. Not because I hated the musical style, I just didn't want to do it. This next song might be the closest I've gotten. It's called "We're Not in Love Anymore," and it's from my tape The Bottom, which is arguably the most punk of all Super Famicom releases. At some point in literally absolutely everyone's life, they just get sick of getting stoned and trying to get stoned all the time. Coincidentally, it's a pretty good state to be in. That's what this song is about. I hope it empowers you. We're not in love anymore.
We're not in love anymore. It's working out just fine. I don't have to mope and pine. When my boys see me more than me, we're not in love anymore. And it's okay that we can't lay in bed all day listening to the same junk. I don't need you anymore, and stop being funny to call buds obsessively trying to find you. I don't need you anymore. And it's okay that we can't lay in bed all day listening to the same junk.
Okay, with this next track, we're going back to my slappy mini guitar style. This song is one of the better deliveries I had in this style, even if the playing isn't perfect. Everything sounds pretty real, and my room in my parents' basement had a pretty good sound. The song is called Bad Friends, from the album Texas. I've always wanted to do a rocking version of the song with drums, bass, and electric guitar, because I think it definitely still holds up. I've always wanted to find a place to stay forever, but still, I end up moving eventually. I know often people move around a lot because they sort of get themselves stuck and can't face all the changes they need to make. Sometimes people simply can't hold themselves accountable, so they need to escape. People like me tend to suffer from delusions of grandeur. I could really go for one of those delusions right now. All right, let's rock out to Bad Friends. Check it out. This song is from The Wandering Floret, Part 3. While most of The Wandering Floret songs were recorded fully digital, I did all the instruments for this release on 4-track. Most of the tracks were also redone versions of my old songs and covers of my friends' songs. This track, titled Penetrating the Stronghold, was originally on Emily Songs 2, but I certainly thought it could benefit from bass and live drums. If only I had been a better drummer, but I guess that doesn't matter. Only other drummers notice if you're not good at drums. I was so lucky to live in a house with a band room and use Evan's drums, which were always in tune, and he had nice cymbals. I hope you love it. Let's rock. Penetrating the Stronghold.
That slows down.
thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On my next episode, I'll be playing songs from The Inside Voices and The Split with Real Live Tigers, and everyone else in my band is romantic, and even. P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. Thanks. Bye.